producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Those twangaroonies? Really?
Anytime a string is bent on a guitar, I'm there.
Really? I said, it's twingy dingy time. Twingy dingy time. All right, so who is that, by the way?
That's your friend, Carolyn Don.
Yeah, no, that isn't Jewel. Seven, we've actually almost approached 8 past the hour. Doug Steffen, Good Day Program. The presence of Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn.
Hello.
Along with Rich McFadden here to work our way through some of the other things that are going on. How many people paid attention this week to the first all-female honor flight?
That I didn't know about that. No.
140 women, veterans. They were basically folks that lived around Cincinnati. They all came to Washington, where the Secretary of Veterans Affairs, Robert McDonald, joined all these women at the cemetery, Arlington National Cemetery. They have a special Women in Military Service monument. And so they wanted to pay special attention. Veterans Day is, what, about a month away? No. 2 months away, a month and a half away. For whatever the reason, by the way, most of these women were, at least half of them were from World War II, and half of them served after September 11th. What happens in these honor flights is that they take veterans to the Washington area to visit, often reflect on the memorials that are built there to honor the people that are in their particular branch of the service. I'm surprised, Richie, because of your partner organization there, the American, what is it, American Veterans Center, that there weren't a lot of people from your organization at this thing. There
were
we
usually are partnered up with them, helping to supply them with different vets whose stories we've been able to tell. We didn't have anybody on this one.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But it's a neat program.
It is, it really is a neat program.
And let me tell you something. The World War II veterans, the memorial, the World War II memorial, is my favorite memorial in Washington on the Mall. It's beautiful. It is just something to see, especially at night when the lights are out and on all the water and all the. It's just gorgeous.
I was looking at some pictures and some of the video that came. I read specifically about a lady named Sophie Utley, who served as a medical technologist in the Air Force during the Korean War. She had done this once before, but the last time it was mostly men who went. This is the first time, I believe, there's been an honor flight like this that just was about women who were in the service. So, these people that were in World War II, how many of them are still around or going to? This lady graduated from high school in 1952 and went right into the Air Force. And it was just, she looked like a mature Ohioan, whatever, however you want to describe them. Something that we don't spend enough time talking about. And it goes back to my maybe haggard theme of women being treated differently than men, women not getting the praise, the acknowledgement for what they have done. In this circumstance, the department...
That for sure.
Say what?
That for sure.
What do you mean?
You said women don't get acknowledgement.
No, they don't.
As your woman here.
Yeah. Right. Oh, come on.
He does introduce us every segment. Yeah,
yeah, right.
Yeah, he does.
Right. So then, Jennifer and Roberta, what do you have to say about it? I'll give you all the acknowledgement you want. What do you have to say about this event or events like this? How's that?
I'm just going to simply say I can't wait for the time when we can stop saying the first black president, the first woman president, the first, as soon as we can stop saying that, I'm so sick of it. I just want to be evaluated on my merit.
The first Muslim president.
Yeah. Right. So that's sort of where I've come from, and that's been the standard that we've set here and talked about it for a long time. It is annoying. That's annoying, frankly. It is annoying to have this be the way that it is. And it goes back to the days when there was affirmative action in the military, affirmative action in schools, affirmative action on one side or another. It's just misplaced. The people who deserve attention are the people who deserve attention, no matter what their skin color, what their religion, what their sexual orientation. Just if you're good at being a politician, it shouldn't make any difference whether you're black or white, whether you're a woman or a man, whether you're rich or poor. But that isn't the way it works. People say, I'm a Pollyanna, I'm naive. That isn't, you know, it doesn't...
People need labels. I don't know why.
For why? For what reason, though?
What are we going to do in 100 years after we've all kind of... I married a Latina. We've got now Irish and Latin kids. What are we going to do in 100 years when we've all kind of married each other?
Yep.
And now
everything is mixed up, the same color, the same race.
And no one like me is going to exist. And Roberta, too, with blonde hair and blue eyes for me. Yep.
Not going to exist? No.
I won't exist.
Say it isn't so.
Well, those are recessive genes.
We're recessive trait.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, all right. So then let's take.
Let's hear it for recessive women.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
I like
it. There's a new label. There's a new label.
So
the first recessive woman president.
To go one step further with this for a moment, let's think about the way, to sort of underscore what you and Jennifer were saying, Roberta, the number of people who have blended into our society or around the world. If you go to London now, you wouldn't recognize what, or if somebody was 100 years ago a resident of London, they came back and they looked around now at the population there, they wouldn't recognize. They wouldn't know who they were talking to or what was going on. Even though when they open their mouths, they all sound like Brits, but they don't look like traditional Brits. And the same can be said, by the way, it's going the other way. The only place on the planet where this doesn't really happen is Japan. Japan is a very racist society, and they do not cotton to those who are not their own. You will see very little in Tokyo or elsewhere in Japan of the kinds of things that are even going on. China has become a mixed more bag of blood, and certainly it's happening all over Eastern and Western Europe, happening in South America, as Richie pointed out, to a lesser extent in Africa. But in Japan, nope. You will not see it in Japan. And so with that, I wonder about, since World War II, the emphasis on how bad the health was. You know, you heard the Japanese a lot complaining about what the remnants were of Hiroshima and Nagasaki and how many people got sick and died and they, you know, their population didn't grow old. Well, now, the country of Japan has the most people on the planet over the age of 100. 60,000 people in Japan are over 100.
Wow.
You wouldn't find that many in America by any stretch of the imagination. There are 60,000 people.
Japan doesn't have an obesity epidemic.
No, they don't.
And obesity is one of the biggest causes of early death.
Mm-hmm. The population of centenarians...
They eat differently.
61,568 as of last week. 87% are women. Uh-huh. How about that?
Why do men die before women?
Well,
they kill them.
Because they want to.
There was a special celebration that went on, and so I thought it would be interesting to acknowledge. And I did a little digging around to see, but there's no other kind. Is it sake? What does keep? It's their diet is fish and rice, that kind of stuff.
Well, they don't eat processed foods.
Yeah, it's real stuff.
Although you can find plenty of McDonald's. McDonald's, Burger King's, and that sort of thing over in Japan that people just don't.
I would venture to say the younger generation there won't be able to do that.
That may be it, Rishi. You're right. You're right.
So I think that's less sugar. I think that's a big part of
sugar
it.
Sugar is much worse. Sugar is evil. Sugar is horrible.
Sugar is poison.
It is poison. It literally is poison in your body. 16 past the hour. Doug Steffen and the Good Day program. Who gets indicted? Somebody's girlfriend is going to have to either go on the lam or hit the skids in jail. We'll find out who that is in a moment here on Good Day.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Remember when a small business needed a landline?
Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Tonight on NBC, it's the two-hour SVU premiere America will be talking about.
In classic SVU style, it's ripped from the headlines.
Exactly. A wealthy New Yorker that everyone suspects is a serial killer, but can they prove it?
I bet they can.
But first, it's the season premiere of The Mysteries of Laura with Deborah Messing.
Sorry, wrong show.
You're out of control. The premiere of The Mysteries of Laura, followed by the two-hour premiere of SVU, tonight on NBC.
Oh, there's one more thing.
What?
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Hey neighbor, it's me, that guy two desks away that never takes a sick day. Seriously, you could always count on me to show up, even if I feel terrible. Which reminds me, I have the flu, and if you're one of the 63% of people that didn't get their flu shot, you can get it from me. You really should get a flu shot at Rite Aid, where you'll also get a free cold and flu protection plan to protect you from people like me. Another reason Rite Aid says with us, it's personal.
Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacists for details.
Flu season starts with all kinds of symptoms. At Walmart, we can help you be prepared before they show up with products like Mucinex to help relieve chest congestion and Delsym to help silence coughs for 12 hours. You'll also want to be ready with Sudafed PE to relieve sinus congestion and pressure, and Motrin for body aches and to reduce fever. So don't wait until the symptoms have already started. Be prepared for flu season this year. Stock up on everything you need at Walmart.
Use all products as directed.
Hi, so we're familiar with the movie. By the way, it's 19 after the hour. Doug and Jennifer, Richie and Roberta on the latest person to be affected once again by Whitey Bulger. Have you seen the movie? Anybody been to see the movie Black Mass yet?
No, but I want to go.
Story of Whitey Bulger, bad criminal. So you remember who Catherine Gregg is?
That was his mistress, right?
Yep, girlfriend. So yesterday she was indicted, accused of refusing to assist investigators find anybody who helped Whitey Bulger during his 16 years on the run. They're trying to go after all the people who helped him move from Boston to California. And they haven't really traced even how he got there. How long did he spend? He went to Florida for a while, I think, and lived down there. He didn't really try to cover up much. There's a joke in Los Angeles. There's a bar, Sonny O'Brien's or something like that, that's on, where the heck, it's in Santa Monica, about 7 or 8 blocks from where he lived.
Yeah, and he's a regular.
You go down and watch all the Boston, it's a Boston bar. People live in L.A. who want to go watch Boston sports, they go to this bar. Sonny O'Donnell's, some cornball Irish name like that. And it's on Montana. Montana, if I'm not mistaken. I think it's either that or it's on Wilshire. But they he was every Sunday he's there watching the games. 21 after the hour, good day.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Even though it seems I have everything, I don't want to be alone.
Top five songs from this week in 2000 on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. A group called Cisco. Is that how you pronounce it, Jen?
That would be Cisco, and it's not a group, it's a man.
Really? That shows you how far along I am in this show.
He is the singer of the Thong Song, which you may
thong
remember.
Thong Song. Really?
Thong, the Thong Song.
So he's
thong.
A cousin of I Like Big Butts.
No.
Thong Song?
No.
It would be interesting if it was around Big Butts, wouldn't it?
Sure. Right. Sometimes it is.
Not really.
Especially in this house.
Trying to have breakfast, Doug.
Really, it's a little late for that, isn't it? All right, so we're doing the top five songs. This is Cisco, and it's the song's called Incomplete. All right, so that's number five. Number four, Matchbox 20. This is that Rob Thomas.
I truly love them. I love Rob Thomas.
The song's called Man. This was their first hit, I think, wasn't it?
No.
It was on their first album.
Was it?
Big. I don't know if it was the first one.
Number four during this week in 2000. I think all their songs sound relatively the same. Kind of like in the old Beach Boys genre, some of the music from the 50s and 60s. The artists did different songs, but they all sounded the same. For me, Matchbox 20, most of the stuff sounds the same.
Okay.
Yeah, fine. Destiny's Child, number three position. Jumpin'. Tell us about this song, Jen.
I used to dance to it a lot in the club.
Did you?
30 and the club is jumpin'.
The
this
club.
Is such a great, yeah.
Really?
Such a great dance song.
Where's the club?
When I would go to Vegas, I would go out to my favorite club is called The Beach. Oh, gosh, did I leave that place? Oh.
What is that?
A lot of times the sun would be up.
No kidding. Wow.
Did a lot of smooching in that place.
The other side of Jennifer Horn, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my gosh. I was so cool. Smooching. I used to be so fun.
Really?
We all had our clubbing days.
What's happening? I never had any clubbing days. What
club? You know, it's sad. I used to be so fun. Now I'm just so tired.
Roberta's clubbing days were at Studio 54 in New York.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Studio 54 area. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right, number two, we keep bragging about all the kissing and hugging and loving we did. You did. Janet Jackson, number two, Doesn't Really Matter, is the number two song during this week in 2000. Crack it up, Richie. Coming out of this. All her songs sound the same to me. Yes,
all
no?
The things you say about the song sound the same to me.
All right, now let's get into it. Madonna concert in Boston this Saturday night. We're going
I'd love to see her.
I've never seen her in concert before, so I'm expecting quite a good show.
Why don't you stay home and why don't you let me go there and I'll take Meredith?
Really?
She and I would have way more fun than you will have.
Really?
Uh-huh.
All right, well, I'll ask her if she'd rather go with you than me.
And when the answer's yes, don't cry. Just send me a ticket.
Right. Madonna and music. Number one song this week, 2000's a year.
Do you think Madonna's going to be excited when she looks out and sees your face in the crowd?
Well, I have good seats, too.
Oh, that's Doug Steffen. I know him.
I'm just thinking you're a little outside her demo, although you're not because you guys are the same age.
Oh, I don't know. No, I wouldn't say I was outside the demo at all.
You don't think so?
Every concert I go to now, you see a lot of gray hair up there. And you're just like, wow, look what's happened to this.
Wait a minute.
We're the only ones who can afford. Who can afford $250 a seat?
That's about what it costs, $250, $280, something like that.
Yeah, Madonna's expensive. Yeah, that's why I haven't seen her.
Are you kidding? The Farm Aid tickets last week were expensive.
She's going to rub you the wrong way, and you're not going to like her.
That's what I mean. I don't think you're going to like it. I'm pretty sure.
If Meredith likes it, that's all that's important. I don't have to like it.
So I think you should send me.
Really? All right.
I'll be your proxy.
Really? My proxy? Huh. You guys actually wouldn't. She loves you. You'd probably have a good time. 28 after on Good Day.
Insight Daily Radio. Author Ransom Riggs' latest novel, Library of Souls, is the third book in the New York Times bestselling Miss Peregrine's Peculiar Children series. We spoke with him about his new book and the wildly successful young adult novels.
It's hard to trace exactly how my studies in film and film production affected my writing, but I think it had to. Being in film school for years and working as an unpaid screenwriter for a couple of years really trains you to focus on the visual and to tell stories with pictures, which is what I did. I mean, you know, the book has 100,000 words in it, but it's also got 48 photographs, the first Miss Peregrine novel. And I don't know, people tell me the writing has a cinematic quality, whatever that means. But I think that when I'm writing a scene, I need to be able to visualize everything in that room or that environment down to the, you know, carpet pattern. Or I can't really live there in my head as the author who's creating it. I've thought a lot about what is it about the Miss Peregrine books that resonates with people over the years. And what I hear from people is that just the concept of what it means to be peculiar, to sort of be other and outside the bounds of, you know, what's acceptable and normal in society, but still to find your group, your tribe, is an empowering thing. And it's something that a lot of people who feel marginalized for very different reasons seem to be able to relate to.
That's Ransom Riggs, the New York Times best-selling author of Library of Souls, the third novel of Miss Peregrine's Peculiar Children, which has just been released. Insight Daily Radio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
you'll notice a boost in your energy levels. Workouts work. Sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance. And more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
On another planet.
Roberta Fascinelli and Jennifer Horn discussing the merits of their political points of view, which are 180 degrees in the opposite direction from each other.
I see something and Roberta's like, she's a liar. And then I said, well, who would you vote for today?
Right. And I say something was, and Jen says, you're a wacko.
No, I didn't say you're a wacko. I said he's
Richie
a wacko.
I said you're a wacko.
Yeah. 33 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and Roberta Fascinelli.
We don't call each other.
No, we don't.
It's a rule.
Yes, it is. All right, so the federal government, your friendly feds, are fighting.
Who will soon be run by Bernie Sanders if Roberta Fascinelli has her way.
Listen to this.
Okay.
Federal prosecutors are in
Please,
court
Lord.
This week
yes.
to keep $167,000 in cash that they got from a traffic stop, despite the fact that the person driving the car has never been charged in the incident. The administration clamped down this past spring on these asset seizures and forfeitures. These people are trying to keep the money from an incident where the person driving the car has never been charged with a crime. This highlights the ongoing concern that most people have any brains and they know these things are going on.
And here's
the government gets money and property, and
nothing.
Exactly. This happened in Nevada.
Can agree on something.
Yeah.
This is why she likes Bernie Sanders, and I like Donald Trump and or Carly Fiorina and or Ted Cruz and Ben Carson.
Get the government out of our lives. Get lost.
Because these people cannot be trusted. No. They are horrible. They take our money. They take our property. And they say they're going to do things for us, and they're all big, fat lies. And this is why people are sick. And this is why Bernie Sanders and all these people that you would go, what? You like Trump? You like Bernie Sanders? It's because everybody else has lied to us. We're burned.
This happened. A Nevada state trooper pulled over Stuart Gorman in January of 2013. He was driving a motorhome that he'd rented to go across the country. He was going too slow along Interstate 80. That's why he was pulled over. According to the documents, Mr. Gorman was allowed to proceed without a citation, despite the fact the trooper suspected he was hiding cash in his motorhome. Trooper said he couldn't inspect the vehicle because he would have needed a canine unit for the dog to detect any drugs, which he thought was in the motorhome as well. However, no canine unit was available, so the trooper released Mr. Gorman, but not before requesting the county sheriff's office to stop him again about 50 miles down the road if they had a drug-sniffing dog. So they stopped him again. They didn't find any drugs. This was the second stop. Gorman was pulled over for another traffic violation that was specious. His vehicle, his computer, his cell phone, and the cash that was in the vehicle were all seized. This past June, a judge ordered his cash be returned to him. In the ruling, the judge said Gorman's prolonged detention, this guy's been in jail for 2 years, never charged, never had any, they just left him to rot in jail. And his vehicle was sold, all of his belongings were sold, and they kept the cash. The judge said that the traffic violation and all this other stuff was specious. He was very critical, the judge was, of the federal authorities because they were the ones behind this. The second stop was not based on independent, reasonable, suspicious, or sufficient evidence. It was a call, as I just said, the one cop calls ahead to the next cop and says, here we go, this looks like fun, go chase this guy around. So now, your tax dollars and mine are being spent. The government has appealed this judge's ruling, and it's gone to the Ninth Circuit, so it probably is going to be upheld because that's a very liberal court. But here, imagine how much money. This guy had $153,000 plus the value of his motorhome. It's like $200,000. That he should get back again because there's nothing that the feds can show that in this case where they were right. Nothing they did was right, yet they kept the money and they're now in court. And how much money do you suppose they've spent of ours to keep this money, which isn't theirs in the first place? You know, and this back to what Roberta said, Jennifer said, what we all say and think. This is the most damnable government. This is beyond. This is not a free country. It's a police state.
Mm.
And so, anyway, what they did was try to the feds are trying to use banking laws and money laundering laws because they said this guy must have been on his way to launder the money for somebody. They can't prove it. How do they know the guy didn't have $153,000 of his own money? Last year, by the way, the United States government seized $250 million in cases just like this. This has gone on way too long. There was criminal activity alleged but never proven, and the people who were accused, for the most part, never got their money back. Here, listen to this. IRS last year took $107,000 from a Carolina business owner named Lyndon McClellan after he made a series of deposits that were under $10,000. That's the law. If you have deposits under over $10,000, supposed to be reported. He owns a convenience store. He owns a restaurant and a gas station. And his transactions are in cash. So he's a criminal because he puts $9,000 a week in cash in his bank account. Do you understand what's going on here? How in the name of God can we continue to allow this sort of thing to go on? So far, this guy has spent $22,000 in legal fees to try to get his money back. And he hasn't gotten it back. So you want to drive somebody out of business? Come to America, start a business, and get screwed by the government. Okay.
Feel better now?
So what's wrong with depositing cash? A lot of people do business.
Of course they do.
Yeah.
This is just an excuse for these people who have nothing to do. There's too damn many lawyers in the government, too damn many lawyers everywhere, and they're looking for trouble. That's what this is. They're looking for trouble. Like the policeman that sits on the corner waiting for somebody to go 5 miles beyond the speed limit so they can chase him down the road name of law enforcement.
I'll go ahead and play devil's advocate here.
Yeah, go ahead.
That said, I walk into a lot of businesses
where
you know they are just cheating so bad. There's a little deli down the street from us here, and they're a cash-only business in this day and age. Okay, and it's owned by a couple of Koreans, and they will not take your plastic. They will not take anything. It's cash only, and you know that they are sitting there just running half of their business under the
bed. So why aren't they?
Now, on the flip side of that,
after them.
The reason they do that is because of the exorbitant tax rate.
Right. Yes. Thank you.
We're not a business-friendly environment, but what about the pot businesses? Do you guys know what's going on with Colorado? I don't know if it's the same in Washington State, but I was with my grandparents last week, and I don't know why I hadn't heard this or followed this, but if you run a pot shop in Colorado now, and they are legal to do that. It's legal to do that. You can't put the money you make into the bank because it's drug money.
What?
You have people in these establishments making tons. No, there's no pot banks even. They're using safes. I mean, do you know how dangerous this is to actually carry around? You know how much money those people make? Nope, not in Colorado. I don't know if it's the same in Washington. No.
You can't deposit that money in a bank?
Nope.
Not right now. Scrutinized.
That's so funny.
Dude, illegal to deposit
drug money.
Let's break
into the pot shop. Dude, I don't know what to steal. Should we take the pot or should we take the money?
For a country loaded with so many smart people, we got a lot of stupid laws. Stupid people enforcing them. All right,
that's
43
crazy.
Past the hour. In a moment, we're going to take you on a ride to some states that are going to change the way you fly. If you have not heard about this, you will probably, this would be another reason for me to get my blood pressure up. I'm going to go get some Super Beats while Richie plays a couple of other commercials.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Now is the time to save on hardwood and more at Lumber Liquidators' End of Summer Clearance Sale. We're making room for new fall inventory. That means it's your chance to get an incredible deal on solid pre-finished hardwood for just 99 cents. 3/4-inch solid pre-finished maple for $1.99, plus $1 off Bellawood Brazilian Cherry and Koa Hardwood. Get 10 to 15% off all Morningstar Bamboo. American and European laminate for 49 cents and 24-month special financing. Hurry, the End of Summer Clearance Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Tonight on NBC, it's the two-hour SVU premiere America will be talking about.
In classic SVU style, it's ripped from the headline.
Exactly. A wealthy New Yorker that everyone suspects is a serial killer, but can they prove it?
I bet they can.
But first, it's the season premiere of The Mysteries of Laura with Deborah Messing.
Sorry, wrong show.
You're out of control. The premiere of The Mysteries of Laura, followed by the two-hour premiere of SVU, tonight on NBC.
Oh, there's one more thing.
What?
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My office computers are running really slow. Do you?
Staples has the latest Windows 10 devices. They're lightning fast.
But I want...
A great deal? Right now, get up to $250 off select laptops, desktops, and 2-in-1 PCs with Windows 10.
Wow, and do you have plans?
No, actually, I'm free.
I meant tech service plans.
Yes, we do. And I'm still free. Get more tech for up to $250 less. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer ends 9/26, valid in store and online while supplies last.
Flu season's on the way, but there are steps you can take now to be prepared, like getting your flu shot. And Walmart makes it simple. Just walk in anytime to get your flu shot from one of our certified pharmacists. No appointment necessary. To make it even easier, we accept most insurance plans. A flu shot's your best shot at staying healthy this flu season. And Walmart can make taking that simple step easier than ever.
Some immunizations may not be available in all locations due to state law restrictions on pharmacist-administered immunizations. Age restrictions may apply.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Cref. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Cref is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an actor portrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
47 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. If you've heard the Pope speaking, he is encouraging immigration, amongst other things. It'll be interesting to watch his trip as he goes through three important cities on the east coast of our country. Meanwhile, those of you who are traveling in other ways, those of you who live in New York State, in New Hampshire, in Minnesota, in Louisiana, and on American Samoa, you will no longer, effective next year, be able to travel on your driver's license.
That's right.
No more. The proof goes up in poof. Poof.
I know.
Proof.
Licenses. And you think, I have New York and Louisiana, so
right. You're using Louisiana.
Thank goodness I have a trusted traveler and global entry.
Right. But you're still going to have to use your passport.
Yeah,
I believe.
No, not if you have global entry.
Oh, really?
Huh. Yeah, if you have a global entry,
then you've proven that you are not scoundrel material.
Exactly.
Even if you are scoundrel material.
I just don't understand. So maybe whatever the government said is stupid, but why wouldn't the states just upgrade their... Because the problem is that these states didn't upgrade their driver's license,
right.
so they're not eligible with the system. So right. Why wouldn't the states just upgrade the stupid driver's license system?
Money.
Come on.
In New York, you've got millions and millions of people. I mean, you know, you're going to upgrade 10 million driver's licenses? It's kind of crazy.
As they get down, why can't they do the same as all the other states?
They did it in California.
You can do it over the, mine expires this year, yours expires the next year.
Right, just fix it that way.
So it probably takes them past the deadline to upgrade everybody.
So what is not in the driver's license that's in every other state? Is there card, chip?
I think it's some sort of scanning. I think it's some kind of scanning thing. It's about terrorism. It's
the Real ID Enforcement Act.
Yeah.
I think what it is that you're not required to show proof of citizenship in order to get a driver's license.
In those states.
But you know what? In California, you don't need proof of citizenship at all. We're legal, and we're not on that list. So, I don't know. That's weird.
So these are enhanced driver's licenses that are necessary in order to be able to travel without using your passport.
Sort of swipe down. Can we talk about Nutella before we run out of time?
Yes, the punching bag at Costco. Go ahead.
Okay, so you know how people go absolutely bananas for free samples at the Costco and the Sam's Club? So this 24-year-old, I'm not saying pot was involved, but I might guess that maybe it was going crazy for Nutella waffles, and apparently he was eating all the samples. So the 77-year-old guy says, look, kid, get in the back of the line. You're eating all the good stuff. Mm-hmm. And so the kid says, hey, Gramps, keep your mouth shut. And he punches him in the face.
Oh.
The guy needed to go to the hospital. He had, like, a cut, and he had to get a couple of stitches. He's bleeding. And now this dummy, 24 years old, is going to go to jail for elder abuse.
Good.
Yeah, lock them up.
Yeah.
God, I can't stand those people. Those people that go to Costco for the free sample.
But they found him on aisle 5 playing on the playground.
Yeah. These people, I'm telling you, that go to Costco and go nuts for the samples. I mean, it's like the highlight of their life. You would think they have never eaten anything before. I mean, they're like salivating in line, these sample fanatics.
I got news for you. Go to Trader Joe's. The samples are much better there.
Yeah, they are good.
Trader Joe's samples are great.
On Sunday, a total loner good, Doug. A total lunar eclipse. The supermoon and the eclipse. Can you imagine the energy from now? Anybody who's got close relationships, your energy is going to be bonkers from about 24 hours ago until Monday of next week.
Bonkers, good or bad?
it kind of depends, actually. It'll just be different.
Roll the dice for birthday.
Yeah.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first.
We should all get a new iPhone every Friday.
Yeah,
new iPhone Friday.
How about we do that? Fun Friday with a new iPhone. Fun
Apple
Friday
would love
phones.
That.
Yes, they would. Greg Stebbins is here. Tech Talk time on Good Day. We're not going to talk about Apple at all, other than looking back historically the last year. Apple reported sales of 10 million iPhones in the first weekend after the iPhone 6. So this they do every year at the same time, Greg. Is that what it is? They have their introduction and first sale.
Pretty much a schedule for this, and that's part of why I think we talked about yesterday. They can do this iPhone upgrade program where you pay now for the privilege of getting a new iPhone every year, because they know about every year there's going to be a new iPhone to offer you.
They have us trained like SEALs.
Right, Right, exactly. Like Pavlov's dog.
We know that
that's exactly
going to be.
Yeah, that's exactly right. They wave a new phone at us, we salivate and buy it.
Yeah, what a great business model. Great business model. All right, we'll talk with...
Let's be fair, because they make them to break in a couple of years, too. Yeah. I mean,
they bend, though, now.
Yeah, they bend, and my memory's all gone.
Why's in my back pocket right now?
I saw someone who's got a bent phone just the other day.
Yeah, they must be...
It fits your face better that way.
All right, and we'll get back to the realities of what's on Apple in a moment as Tech Talk Time continues with Greg Stebbins on Good Day.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 56, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
All right, Greg Stebbins is here as our tech expert from Men's Health Magazine. I noticed back in 2011 on this date, Zuckerberg introduced the Facebook timeline at their conference for entrepreneurs. What is Facebook timeline and how significant has it been? It's supposed to help people share their life stories. I know when you look at your Facebook page, there's always the timeline. Is it used efficiently? Was it a good deal? A smart thing for them to do?
Well, I think it was a really great feature, actually, and I think it's going to be even more powerful for people going forward, especially younger generations, because it encourages you to literally put everything that happens in your life on Facebook so that essentially it's writing your biography for you, not just in words, but in photos and posts and comments.
All right, let's, for just a second, talk about the Chinese president and the disingenuous nature of his suggesting that we have to work on our technology or hacking or whatever, so that we don't have problems with each other. Yesterday, I noticed that Apple has announced that developers in China have been tricked into using software tools that add a code to some apps. Is that creating to security breaches here, or is it just in China? Do you know?
It's definitely created security breaches, well, everywhere. I mean, once something happens somewhere in the world, in most cases, it's going to impact people and company and applications all over the world. So developers in China in particular were encouraged, wrongly so, to download bad copies of what's called Xcode. Mm-hmm. And the Xcode, they did it probably because they thought they could download it faster or easier, but it was actually coming from a non-legitimate source that had added some malware to it, and that was really the source of the problem.
All right, self-parking technology and the winners and losers here. My daughter's not great at self-parking. I know some people are better than others. How's this going to factor into the future of cars?
Well, this has really been around for a while now. There are some cars, mm-hmm. it's spreading now, but there are some cars where you push a button and it parallel parks itself.
Really?
And frankly, I think this is a great use of technology. You know, many people are not good parallel parkers. Add in trying to park at night in bad weather when there's a bunch of people stacked up behind you waiting for you to park so they can move on down the road. Technology can park better, and it can park faster, and if you have it in your car, you should take advantage of it, but I think a lot of people don't even know they have it, and it's right there waiting for them to use it.
Really? Look out behind me! I'm backing up! That's the announcement.
Also safer for pedestrians. That's actually a great point.
Greg Stebbins with Secure Interests in Technology here on the Good Day program.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out. out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years' experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.